Some years ago, when I was attending a meeting in Dallas, Texas, I drove some 60 miles north to Gainesville and then on to Roston. Roston, Texas? Why go there? Why would anybody go there? Well, I went to celebrate Sam Bass Day. Sam Bass. Sam Bass, the Western outlaw. He began his life of crime by robbing stagecoaches in the Black Hills of Dakota Territory. Later, as a member of a six-man gang of bandits, he assisted in holding up an eastbound Union Pacific train at Big Springs, Nebraska. They got $60,000 in gold coins. Now, I'm not only a Western fan, but I'm a fan of Sam Bass as well, because Sam Bass is a Hoosier. He was born near Mitchell, Indiana in 1851. Orphaned at age 10, he left Lawrence County, Indiana, moved west. The Western exploits of this outlaw, Sam Bass, led to his legendary status as an amiable rogue. A rogue who took on the widely disliked railroad corporations and who followed the code of the Western outlaw, refusing to give up his companions to the pursuing lawmen. And he wasn't a killer, and reportedly he was generous to many poor people. He is sort of a Western Robin Hood. One movie based on his life is Calamity Jane and Sam Bass. The 1949 film, still available in color. It stars Howard Duff, Yvonne DiCarlo, Lloyd Bridges, and Doc from Gunsmoke, Milburn Stone. There are a number of other movies that tell his story as well. On the way to rob a small bank in Round Rock, Texas, the gang became involved in a gun battle with Texas Rangers, and Sam Bass was wounded. He died 2 days later after being found helpless in a pasture north of Round Rock. Sam Bass was only 27. They celebrate Sam Bass Day in Roston, Texas, remembering the Indiana native because, according to local legend, he holed up there at Roston sometime in his short-lived bandit career. The 100 people who now live in Roston, Texas, have scheduled Sam Bass Day again. It's on the third Saturday this July. Talking of many things, Indiana's most famous Western bandit, Sam Bass. I'm Ed Hasnerall.